Self-Assessment Module 1 Exercise 4, page 49.
Mike Rogers is a qualified skydive instructor. He makes, on average, 3 jumps a day, 5 months of the year. Not surprising for a man who loves his job, except that he specialises in making jumps with tandem passengers who suffer from long-term depression, a debilitating illness that Mike himself understands only too well. He's here today to tell his remarkable story of recovery and success. Mike, welcome. What exactly is a tandem jump?
A tandem jump's a lot like a normal skydive, except that an inexperienced passenger is harnessed to an experienced skydiver so that they can safely make the jump together. They're getting to be very popular these days, though that certainly wasn't the case when I first made mine, and I was a very different person back then.
Yes, you had yourself coped with depression for 4 years at that time, hadn't you?
5, actually. I was diagnosed as being clinically depressed when I was 16. It's a horrible illness to have to live with, especially as a teenager. I'd wake up each morning exhausted, convinced that life simply wasn't worth living. I was on antidepressants, but sometimes just getting through each day was really tough. Then, for my 21st birthday, my friends clubbed together and bought me a skydive jump at Langer Airfield in Nottingham. I remember thinking it was all a big joke at first, but the day they drove me to the airfield and I saw the plane waiting there, I realised they were perfectly serious. I think that's when I knew something extraordinary was about to happen to me. And of course it did.
How did you feel? Can you remember that first jump?
Vividly. I was absolutely terrified. We climbed to 12,000 feet, and I'm sure I blacked out for a second after Jeff, the guy I was strapped to, pushed me out of the door of the aircraft. The next thing I knew, I was staring down at the clouds surrounded by nothing but blue sky. It was amazing. Talk about being in a trance. I was totally oblivious to Jeff laughing and talking to me from above. I felt like a bird, indescribably content and serene, even though we were falling at 120 miles an hour.
And that was literally the day that changed your life.
It certainly was. Perhaps it was sheer shock that pulled me out of my depression, but after that first dive, I was hooked. I eventually became a master diver myself, and the rest is history. Of course, skydiving isn't a surefire cure for depression, but I do get letters from dozens of people I've jumped with, thanking me just for reminding them why life really is worth living. That's reward enough for doing something that gives me so much pleasure.
Mike, thanks very much indeed for abandoning your busy schedule to be here today. If you'd like to try a skydive yourself, you can contact...